This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Politically motivated. Her allegations are false, and Trump's statements defending himself are protected political speech. They say the president is too busy and important and want the case dismissed or at the very least postponed until Trump's presidency is over.
Correspondent Athena Jones checking your money. The Dow opens the day at 24,181. NASDAQ at 67,62. In sports, Bradley Beal with 51 of the Wizards' 106 points last night to beat the Trail Blazers 106-92. Caps on the ice tonight hosting Chicago. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Potomac Petals and Plants is your one-stop holiday spot for all your Christmas decorating needs, including fresh-cut flowers, Christmas trees, string lights, ornaments, garlands, poinsettias, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning continues in Aspen Hill, Maryland. Fatal crash from overnight investigation still ongoing. What you need to know, if you use George Avenue coming through Aspen Hill, southbound you're diverted at Connecticut Avenue, northbound over to Lay Hill Road. So those are the diversion points. Again, still with the closure. 28 Norbeck Road picks up a lot of early bailout traffic. And on Norbeck Road, before you get to Veers Mill, we had the earlier crash. On 355, coming through Gaithersburg and a bit south of Gaithersburg High School, watch for delays to get you down towards Shady Grove Road. Crews tell me that crash is now out of the travel lanes. Now we need to recover as far as that volume's concerned. Heading in through town, 295 off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Watch for that just heavy delay taking you past East Capitol Street. Each direction of the freeway slows each direction. And hang on here, coming in from the west. On the toll road, jam still through Reston. The accident after Hunter Mill Road was put over to the shoulder, but still major distraction. 66 west lanes reopened after the Fairfax. We still have some activity here. Fairfax County Parkway. So do watch for an abrupt delay here and exiting off of 286 to go west on 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy for the most part. Gusty northwesterly winds this morning at times to 30 miles an hour. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. Upper 40s near 50 all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 39 in Centerville, 38 in Germantown, 43 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 here on Mornings on the Mall. Happy to be joined now by Ken Klukowski. He's the senior legal editor for Breitbart News and senior counsel at the First Liberty Institute. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you.
Nice to have you here, sir. You know, I know you were following yesterday's case as it was as oral arguments took place.
In fact, I was there, and I was with the lawyers who filed a brief on it.
Well,
so, yes, following closely.
Done me. Yeah. So you're present for this. What did you make of the oral arguments and the way that the justices seem to be headed, particularly Justice Kennedy?
Well, I'll tell you, I went in thinking this was an uphill battle. I frankly thought the odds might be 60-40 against the side that I was representing.
Sorry. Just real quick, I should reset this for a moment. This is that case where a baker has declined a couple years ago to make a cake for a gay wedding, and now
right,
it's reached the
Supreme
Court.
That's right, a Christian baker who was happy to sell cakes or other goods to gay customers, but did not want to customize a wedding cake that celebrated same-sex marriage.
Right. Okay, now go on. So how did it go yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you, it was, the bottom line is the argument went well for religious liberty. I do not believe that five justices agree on why the baker would win. There were two issues here, both out of the First Amendment of the Constitution. One, whether the baker, Jack Phillips, whether his free speech rights were being violated by forcing him to convey a message that he did not agree with. But second, whether his rights to the free exercise of his religion were being separately violated by forcing him to use his business in a way that violated his evangelical Christian faith. The conservatives plus Justice Kennedy might disagree on exactly which of those rights is at play here. Some of the justices seem to think it was free speech. But I'll tell you, and only a fool makes a prediction based on Supreme Court arguments, but occasionally a justice kind of tips their hand a little bit. Justice Kennedy does that sometimes. He may have done this here, where later on in the argument, he pressed the Colorado Solicitor General, who was prosecuting the side of Colorado's anti-discrimination law, which was used to go after Jack Phillips. And Kennedy quoted from one of the commissioners who, as they were deciding Jack's case, the Civil Rights Commission, said that his beliefs on this issue were despicable and said that on the record. Justice Kennedy sounded like a prosecutor at that point. He's like, did the commission ever disavow or denounce those that word, despicable? Do you disavow it now? I mean, he was really going after him. And then he said, and when he does this, it's usually often an indicator as to where he's going. He says, tolerance is key in a civil society. And he said, tolerance is best when it's mutual, when it's a two-way street. And he says, it seems to me here that Colorado has neither been tolerant nor respectful of Mr. Phillips' religious beliefs. And in that regard, it looked like Justice Kennedy was saying that he believed, maybe just under the narrow facts of this case, I don't think this would be a broad-based ruling, but where government leaders are showing overt hostility to traditional faiths, be it evangelical or observant Catholics or whatever, that consistent with the Supreme Court case back in the early 1990s, the Lukumi case, where the government is targeting people of faith under the auspices of just some sort of neutral law, that actually violates their free exercise of religion rights under the First Amendment. And it might be that Justice Kennedy is willing to give the fifth vote in this case on that narrow ground.
You know, what always strikes me with these cases is that the same people who will deny this man his right to deny a service, doesn't want to participate in a wedding, will support the rights of, for instance, an artist, Beyonce, Springsteen, whomever, who doesn't want to participate in a Republican political rally.
That's right, Mary. And in Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito and Justice Gorsuch did a great job of pulling out a lot of those points. The Chief Justice used the example of saying, could the plaintiffs in this case have gone to Catholic Legal Services, which is pro bono, but serves people of all faiths, but it's a Catholic mission organization, and could they ask Catholic Legal Services to take this case to sue Jack Phillips for not celebrating same-sex marriage. He said, what if Catholic Legal Services said, part of our mission is we follow Catholic doctrine. The Catholic Church teaches marriage is between a man and a woman. And after the Colorado Solicitor General tried to squeeze out from under the chief's questioning, which was kind of amusing because Chief Justice Roberts just overpowered this guy 20 times over, when he finally realized he couldn't get away from it, he flat out acknowledged that Colorado was claiming the authority to be able to compel Catholic Legal Services to sue to advance same-sex marriage, to sue someone who was objecting on Christian faith grounds. And on questions like that, that's where you're starting to lose a justice in the middle like Justice Kennedy.
Yeah, I find it interesting that the Baker's legal team here is using both approaches, that it's religious liberty and free speech. And the free speech thing seemed to be, I thought, the most ingenious approach to this, because it sort of marked, I don't know if it's the first time it's been attempted to be used this way, but it marked a real change in how this topic is being approached in the courts, which is, you know, this is his art. He creates these wedding cakes. They're custom, and he'd like to only produce his art. He feels he can't be compelled to produce art that he doesn't stand behind.
And the reason they're focusing on that, Vince, is because free speech is perhaps Justice Kennedy's most conservative issue. So a lot of people thought that was the best way to get to that crucial fifth vote, 5 out of 9, to get a win in this case. There were some tough questions during that where Justice Elena Kagan, I have to say, did a very aggressive job of trying to tease out the limits on that, saying, what about the hairstylist trying to create a beautiful hairdo that would be, you know, a centerpiece in the ceremony, and said, what about the makeup artist? It's even in her name. She's an artist. Does the makeup artist have free speech rights as an artist in this? So I thought Elena Kagan did a pretty aggressive job of pushing that. U.S. Solicitor General Noel Francisco, who's appointed by President Trump and one of the best Supreme Court lawyers in the country, did, I think, a particularly masterful job of trying to take a very narrow free speech angle just to get to 5 votes here, in terms of arguing that when you have someone expressing some sort of message like the baker in the context of an expressive event, an inherently expressive event, and a marriage ceremony is expressing a marriage, he says, where you have those two factors, that's where you're coming into free speech protections. And I think in doing so, he ingeniously was trying to offer the court a way to do this, because this case was an uphill battle, to offer them a narrow route to rule in favor of Jack Phillips here, but without opening up a wide array of issues that conservatives would applaud, but moderate judges and justices might be nervous about.
Ken, you were present for this, so I want to ask you about this moment. Neil Gorsuch apparently admitted what everybody else is already thinking. He said, quote, in fact, I have yet to have a wedding cake that I would say tastes great.
Well, that's exactly right. And this was pushing back on Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who was saying, come on, this isn't art. This is about eating. I mean, the purpose of a cake is to be eating.
Oh.
And in the point where Justice Gorsuch came back, and the religious liberty lawyers there, is, especially Noel Francisco, is, look how expensive this is. No one pays this kind of money just for a cake to eat. They're paying for a piece of artwork because this is way too expensive.
Yep.
And as Gorsuch made the case, he said, because, I mean, they don't taste that good. No one would pay hundreds of dollars for a cake that tastes like
that. No, it's about the flair, not the flavor. Thank you very much, Ken. Really appreciate you stopping by this
morning. Thank you. Our listeners can check it out on firstliberty.org. We have a lot of info on it.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's get you to work. Now, WMEL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. And in case you missed it, Aspen Hill, Maryland commuters, we have a closure still in effect. Georgia Avenue had the serious overnight fatal crash, unfortunately, so the investigation reconstruction continues. Closed is Georgia Avenue between Connecticut Avenue, so southbound, that's your detour point, and northbound, essentially, you come up to Lay Hill Road. You won't want to get past there to work around the neighborhood. Watch for those detours. Also, we have 66, a couple unusual westbound delays, but getting better. Both of our westbound accidents cleared. Westbound out past the Fairfax County Parkway, and inside the Beltway westbound at Glebe Road, you should find everything there to the shoulder. The toll road, boy,
These delays almost back now coming off of the Greenway to get you past Hunter Mill Road. That's where we had the crash. Still looking at a lot of activity here at last check. Each direction of the southeast-southwest freeway, heavy. The flow to the Wilson Bridge, well, it's slow before St. Barnabas Road, but costing just under 20 minutes right now from Maryland into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, gusty winds at times this morning with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies early. Then we'll see some partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, high around 50. And currently in our nation's capital, it's getting cooler. We're down to 42 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, let's talk about D.C. and its environs. Oh, no, not yet. I'm sorry.
We could.
I'm ahead.
We could. D.C.'s environs are of terrific importance.
I stole this from you. I apologize.
No, that's fine. We'll get to D.C. in a second. You'll be very interested to find out what's going on in Washington, D.C. Steve Bannon. That's where we'll start
right
now.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Steve Bannon.
I almost skipped right over Steve.
Let's fly down to Alabama for a moment. Steve Bannon, the head of Breitbart News, the former White House chief strategist, was on the stump yesterday for Roy Moore. And he's obviously been a big backer of Roy Moore as Alabama hurtles towards its special election next week. The president of the United States also rejoining the fight, coming out and endorsing Roy Moore this week. And the RNC resuming its funding. So most of us have been caught up on all of those data points. But here is a little bit of Steve Bannon yesterday saying that this is in Alabama's hands now, and they need to decide on whether or not they want Roy Moore or Doug Jones to take that Senate seat.
Look, tonight I'm here as a private citizen because you've seen what all the powers that be are talking about the last couple of weeks. Let the folks in Alabama decide for Alabama.
Let the folks of Alabama decide for Alabama. That's what a lot of people have been saying, including people who don't want to necessarily take a side on the Doug Jones, Roy Moore question. But then he went on to more explicitly rip on the Democrats. And the Democrat down there, Doug Jones.
If you're rational and have a brain, you have to be angry. It's these policies of the Democratic Party, the globalist elite, supported by the Republicans, that have helped to gut this country. And it's Doug Jones has been there every step of the way. Whether it's on cultural issues, like abortion or guns. I've never seen a guy so radical in guns. Right? How about he's radical on abortion? I mean, he's radical. Did he say anything on Kate Steinle? He say anything on sanctuary cities? Has he said anything on immigration besides his open borders? On trade, totally supports the Clinton agenda. 100%. A vote for Doug Jones is a vote for the Clinton agenda. And that's what the people in Alabama, to me, ought to be focused on. Not this politics of personal destruction. Compare and contrast it to President Trump.
And now Trump, meanwhile, is off to do his own campaigning for Roy Moore, essentially, because he's flying to Pensacola, Florida. Now, note this. Last week, they basically had organized this political rally for the president, nondescript. He's going to go to Pensacola, Florida. It's just about 30 miles from the Alabama border, I think, 25 miles. And he's going to show up there and do a political rally near Alabama? Then he comes out and he endorses Roy Moore. So, meanwhile, Lara Trump has been voicing robocalls in the state of Alabama, encouraging people to actually attend the Florida rally this Friday. So it's pretty clear what that rally is about now. It's, again, to support Roy Moore. So this is all going on. And then yesterday you had the press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, asked about President Trump's endorsement of Roy Moore, again, in the midst of all of these allegations, these many decades-old allegations of sexual misconduct by Roy Moore.
But what I can say, the president made that decision, and he decided that it was better to have somebody that supports his agenda than a Democrat that doesn't. Again, it's still up to the people of Alabama to decide. They're ultimately the only ones that can vote in that election. We'll see what happens.
They'd rather have a Republican in the state. One of the other components to this, Jeff Flake, the Arizona senator, He's a Republican. He doesn't like Trump. He's been pretty open about that. He doesn't like Roy Moore. He's been pretty open about that. He donated $100 yesterday to Roy Moore, took a picture of his check and sent it out to everybody so they could see. He donated $100, and in the four line, mm-hmm. which, you know, where you usually write happy birthday or congrats on your marriage or whatever, he wrote country over party. He's supporting Doug Jones. $100, Republican senator, donating to a Democrat. Country over party, he writes. Did you hear what Steve Bannon mentioned? I mean, it's true. Doug Jones, he's for, like, restrictionless abortion. Full-term abortion, even. No restrictions, baby. A Republican senator just donated to him.
822 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
You know, there's a reason year after year that local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are a lot of reasons to trust Frank. When you love what you do, it definitely shows. And Frank's passion for real estate, that translates to results for his clients. Consider this story about Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell their home. They looked to Frank to get the job done. And true to form, he delivered them an offer in 2 weeks. Now listen to this offer. More than $96,000 over asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it. Guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero on Maryland's Route 200. That's the ICC, Intercounty Connector. I have an unusual backup here. If you're heading from going westbound and toward Norbeck out of Alejo, we have big delay on the westbound side of Maryland's 200, the crash right as you come up to Georgia Avenue. So that's what's causing those delays. Have two lanes blocked there with that incident. Now let's go beyond that on Georgia Avenue, still with the closure in Aspen Hill, had a fatal overnight crash. Investigation continues, and Georgia Avenue is closed between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road. Those are your workaround points. If you heard me talk about the crash on 355 at Shady Grove Road, it is gone, and the pace much better, so that's going to serve you well. If you stick with that, that's going to be okay. On the top side, 95 to George Avenue, one of our heavy slow stretches of the Maryland Beltway, as is the trip to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia trying to make the recovery on the, not doing so well though, on the toll road, delays now off of the Greenway over around toward Hunter Mill Road due to the crash there that was put to the shoulder, but may still some activity. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
About to give way to some sunshine. Upper 40s near 50 degrees all day. Overnight tonight, colder, 37 with a few clouds around. Seasonably chilly tomorrow, near 50 with clouds and sunshine. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs only in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, getting cooler, 42 degrees at 827 on WMAL. All right, now I get to talk about D.C. Your song? We're talking about the drinking. All right, detox.net has a handy map of states, and you can see how much your state drinks. The highest percentage of drinkers in the country, number one, Wisconsin. Number two, Washington, D.C., followed by New Hampshire, Vermont, and Minnesota. The lowest percent of drinkers, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has the lowest percentage of people who drink.
Followed Wisconsin, D.C. I know a guy from Wisconsin who works in D.C.
He's probably throwing off. He's the one skewing the results here.
He's the greatest. He loves his beer.
Yeah?
Loves his beer.
What I found interesting for the lowest percentage of drinkers, Puerto Rico has fewer drinkers than Utah. And the Mormons don't drink. And there's a lot of Mormons in Utah. I don't know if you know about that, but there's a lot of Mormons in Utah.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, you've heard about that. But so I was shocked at Puerto Rico. But here's the thing. Heavy drinkers. Now, heavy drinkers are 65.9% of adults in D.C. have had at least one drink in the past month with Wisconsin at 67.3.
Okay. That's respectable.
But heavy drinkers consuming more than two daily drinks for men and more than a drink a day for women. Number one, Washington, D.C. Woohoo!
More than a drink in a day is considered heavy drinking?
For a woman, yeah. And more than two drinks a day, two or more drinks a day for a man.
Does that count if you just drink like three glasses of wine on a Saturday or a Sunday? Well, are you heavy drinking?
Well, on Saturday you are, on that particular day,
wow.
Yes. But the lowest percentage of heavy drinkers, West Virginia is number one. They lead the nation in the lowest percentage of heavy drinkers. So, hey, GC, now pat yourselves on the back. You're doing just great.
We win again.
It's 829 on WMAL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Hans von Spakovsky. We'll talk to him about immigration, DACA, and Dreamers. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Don't want to pay the new inside Beltway I-66 toll? Free rides are being offered this week on a Fairfax Connector route suggested as an alternative.
Stress-free to D.C. is what I would say.
Tom Bishodny with Fairfax County Department of Transportation. President Trump expected to declare Jerusalem as the recognized capital of Israel today. While Israel welcomes that move, Palestinian leaders are expressing concern.
Several Palestinian leaders have said that if this move goes forward, that the peace process is essentially dead and the United States loses its seat at the table.
Correspondent Ian Lee. Google set to hire over 10,000 people to crack down on stamping out offensive videos on YouTube after several advertisers pulled their dollars. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,181, NASDAQ at 67,62. Sports sponsored by Staples. Wizards beat the Trailblazers 106-92. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great deals on gift ideas to bring smiles to everyone on your list. Electronic gifts like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, or streaming devices and smart home solutions, even board games like Monopoly. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles at Staples.
Accepting boats and real estate donations.
Cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing, open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we're not doing so great here on the toll road. So if you're coming eastbound off of the Greenway, before you can even merge onto the toll road, that's where the delays begin, through Herndon and Reston. It looks like the right lane is blocked again here after Hunter Mill Road. So still a lot of activity. If you're taking Route 7 and you're coming out of Leesburg and through Ashburn, that's doing okay. Just the normal stop and go just after you pass 193. So you hit that volume there as expected. But the toll road, whew, that is a mess. 66, Manassas towards Centerville still slow. Fair Oaks, Nutley Street, seeing pockets of those delays. Inside the Beltway, the westbound crash at Glebe Road is gone. Eastbound, as you head on the tolls, if you don't have two or more, it's currently $16 from the Beltway into D.C. Maryland, the intercounty connector with the crash slowing the westbound side of Maryland 200. Oh, it looks like they have everything to the shoulder as you come up to Georgia Avenue. No change in Aspen Hill. That has been shut down all morning. Unfortunate fatal crash from overnight. Investigation continues. Georgia Avenue closed between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gusty wind out of the northwest this morning. That means fronts through. Numbers holding basically steady today in the upper 40s to near 50. Might get some sun later, but the rain is pushing east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 42 in Arlington, 40 degrees in Hyattsville, 42 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
morning. We're going to talk Dreamers, DACA, immigration with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation and former FEC commissioner. Hans, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So we're hearing that the Democrats now are pushing to put some kind of immigration bill and attach it to the year-end spending bill. Will Republicans go for that?
Well, hopefully they won't, because when you provide amnesty, all you do is attract even more illegal aliens. You know, the 1986 amnesty that was provided in the immigration bill that year did exactly that. But look, there's another issue here, and that is the image projected of these DACA beneficiaries is just not right when you actually look at their demographics. What I mean by that is, you know, these people are all projected as people who came here when they were two or three. They don't speak the language of their home countries. If you actually look at the beneficiaries under DACA, that's not the case at all. I mean, first of all, you could be a DACA beneficiary as long as you got here before your 16th birthday. Well, anybody who's got teenagers knows that by the time you're 15, they're fluent in English, they know all about the culture of the country. So the idea that it's a hardship to send someone from Mexico back who came here when they were 15, who obviously speaks Spanish and knows the Mexican culture, that somehow that's a hardship, I mean, that's just not the case.
Also, there's a huge disparity between what we hear of the idea of a DREAM Act and DACA recipients receiving protections, right? I mean, there's a number associated with DACA, which is like, what, 700,000 people?
Right.
And meanwhile, a DREAM Act is millions more, no? I mean, it seems like there's an intentional conflation of the two terms, especially by the Democrats, in order to say, we need a DREAM Act, we need to protect DACA recipients. Well, those are two different things.
Yeah, no, the most of the bills that have been pushed by the Democrats for Dreamers would have a much larger population. And even those numbers aren't the total you get. Again, let me give you an example of what I mean. Yeah, there's about 700,000 DACA beneficiaries. But look, if they're all provided with citizenship, the average naturalized citizen then sponsors, under the sponsorship rules, about 3.5 more aliens to be citizens. Mexicans actually have the highest rate. They sponsor about 6.5 people. 75% of the beneficiaries under the DACA program were Mexican. So take whatever number is being thrown out in the press and then triple, quadruple it or higher, and you'll get the total number of aliens who eventually
right.
are going to get citizenship.
And the problem with a chain migration system like that is that it undermines the core point of an immigration system, which is to assess the merits of who comes into our country and why. Because like once you have like one person in, then the overwhelming majority are just people who are just brought in because they know a guy. That doesn't exactly work to the United States' benefit.
No, it doesn't. In fact, look, the DACA beneficiaries, only about 49% of them have a high school education, despite the fact that the majority of them are adults. And English fluency was not a requirement. I found an estimate that at least a quarter of the DACA beneficiaries are functionally illiterate in English. So what all of that means is that you would be giving citizenship to people who are low-skilled, low-educated, and barely functional in English. And what's that going to mean? Huge costs to American taxpayers in government benefits.
Yeah, I'm seeing some numbers here that were announced yesterday about illegal border crossings dropping to record levels. Very, very few illegal border crossings happening relative to where they were during the Obama administration. Why do you think that is? Why are fewer people attempting to get into the United States during the Trump era?
I think it's very clear. The word has definitely gone out, particularly south of the border, that there's no longer a government encouraging people to come into the country. Look, the Obama administration had basically said, look, you get across the border, we're not going to bother you. The number of people that they were deporting from the interior had also dropped dramatically during the Obama administration. And now folks, like I said, they know they're not going to get the kind of breaks they got during Obama, so they're not bothering to come across.
So just merely enforcing the law has the effect of precluding for people attempting to break it?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't understand people who can say we need to fix our immigration system, our immigration laws. I'm like, well, maybe we should try enforcing them first and then see if they're broken.
You know, you are exactly right. That this idea that our system is broken, I hate that term. It's constantly used by so-called reformers. And no, the problem has been for decades a lack of political will in Washington to actually enforce the law.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about this SECURE Act being floated by Chuck Grassley, the Security Enforcement and Compassion United in Reform, or SECURE Act? 3-year work permits to DACA illegals in exchange for ending chain migration, E-Verify, closing asylum loopholes, penalizing sanctuary cities.
I think it's a key mistake to offer an amnesty program now before you have actually put the resources into enforcing our immigration laws. Remember, that's why Ronald Reagan agreed to that deal back in 86, because he was promised exactly the same thing by Congress. Hey, we're going to secure the border, we're going to enforce the law now in exchange, agree to amnesty. Well, amnesty was given, but the other parts of it, the parts of the deal evaporated.
Another lesson that Republicans might be able to derive from Ronald Reagan. Thank you, Hans von Spakovsky. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Sure thing.
It's 844 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
How about giving yourself something for Christmas this year? How about the gift of health? You can give yourself the gift of health, and you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. You get healthy by getting a good night's sleep. If you don't get a good night's sleep, it can affect your health in a lot of ways, and you probably don't even realize. Well, Mattress Warehouse has the solution for you with their extended Black Friday sale. They have big savings at Mattress Warehouse. Easy to do. You go, you try the bed match system. Takes about 3 minutes, and that computer will measure your particular body analytics, the way you sleep, your weight distribution, give you the top mattresses just for you. And right now, those mattresses on sale for as low as $22 a month. And don't miss all the incredible savings. That's just one of them. So go to sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Now anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
It's 8:45. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, Mary, I wish it meant it was time to wrap up the rush hour, but still busy in many areas. Let's head through town, DC 295, and getting you there. Now, 50 delays, still bunched up through Chevrolet out of Riverdale, 295 slow, but now it's starting to be extra volume here right as you come up to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. That's the scene of a new crash there. And then beyond, we're still slow past Benny Road and East Capitol Street. So that you know. All right, George Washington Parkway going northbound after the Key Bridge up towards Spout Run. Seeing a little bit of volume, had an incident that was reported there. Southbound just near the overlooks and down to the bridges, heavy. It's been the toll road. Major delays coming off the Greenway from Herndon-Reston, the crash after Hunter Mill Road. Last check still in the right lane.
No change in Aspen Hill. Closed is Georgia Avenue each direction. Between Connecticut Avenue and Lay Hill Road, those will be your workaround points. Accident investigation still ongoing. And also on Georgia Avenue, separate incident. Southbound Georgia Avenue before you get to the exit for the ICC for the crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gusty wind out of the northwest this morning. That means fronts through. Numbers holding basically steady today in the upper 40s to near 50. Might get some sun later. The rain is pushing east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
All right. So John Conyers announcing his retirement yesterday, which is another way of saying he resigned yesterday. The longest-serving member of the House resigned yesterday. He's out. And this is after all these sexual harassment allegations against him. He represented Detroit for 52 years, but he finally yielded after it took sort of weeks of Republican pressure and then suddenly a deluge of Democratic pressure, which had flipped it overnight. In order to go after him. Remember, it was Nancy Pelosi who was on Meet the Press arguing that, you know, John Conyers, he's an icon and he deserves due process and I don't know these women and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, a little bit later, she's like, oh, well, you know, we'll see. And now she's like, resign. John Conyers, resign. Please resign. Get this mess out of my house. And sure enough, he's actually doing it now.
Well, here's the thing. I have to say there is a segment of the Democratic Party that has a point. They're saying this is not fair and this is unequal because they are not pressuring Al Franken to resign.
Yeah. We'll let the Ethics Committee handle that.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. We'll let that wind its way through the Ethics Committee.
A couple years from now, we'll get back to it,
exactly.
See how it goes.
Exactly. So, you know what? They're absolutely right. I have to, sadly, sad to say here, but I actually side with, I think, the Congressional Black Caucus.
Well, John Conyers, in a radio interview yesterday announcing this, a local one in Detroit, announcing this, he said the ominous phrase, "This too shall pass." He said, "This too shall pass. My legacy will continue through my children." And when he says my legacy will continue through my children, he doesn't just mean like, oh, they'll remember me. What he's saying is, I want my son, John Conyers III, to be the next person who holds this seat. He endorsed his son yesterday. His son, by the way, already has his own scandals to deal with. He got his father in trouble for misusing federal taxpayer money by somehow spending $6,000 worth of fuel or something on the federally provided Cadillac Escalade. So there was that scandal. And meanwhile, he also tweeted in 2010 about how his father's proclivity for hitting on married women, apparently. This is something he was bragging about, by the way. This was not like, oh, he was holding him in judgment. He wrote the following. I'm going to censor it a little bit. "My dad is a flipping player and reckless as hell. He just got at this dude's wife, super low key." Way to go, John Conyers III, the next congressman from Detroit. Really appreciate that.
The family dynasty lives on. It's 849 on WMAL.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I've got some news to break to you.
and I hope you're not sitting down for it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A few years ago, some scientists started saying that sitting is the new smoking. Some people thought that was a little much, but here's more evidence that it's true. Sitting too long can kill you even if you exercise. That's the headline from a recent study out of Columbia University. Researchers there found that we are sitting for more than 12 hours out of an average 16-hour waking day. People who sat for more than 13 hours had a 200% greater risk of early death compared to people who sat for less than 11 hours a day. The study's lead author says the best thing you can do is this. For every 30 consecutive minutes of sitting, he says, stand up and move or walk for 5 minutes at a brisk pace to reduce the health risks from sitting. Just standing at your desk isn't enough. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
8:55, no WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Try to enjoy your day today.
I will. A little bit windy and chilly, but we're ready. Let's go east on the toll road, and we're still in delays here as you come off of the Greenway, merging through Herndon and Reston. However, I am officially getting the word from crews that all lanes are now open after Hunter Mill Road. And actually, the closer you get to Hunter Mill Road, the better the pace is through that stretch. 66, no late problems. Just combined pockets of delays still slowing us heading through Manassas, Fair Oaks, and up toward the Capitol Beltway. Inside the Beltway, eastbound, you're doing fine. Westbound, earlier crash, Glebe Road is gone. All right, we do have a change in Aspen Hill. Finally, had this fatal overnight crash happen around 2 a.m. Investigation, they're still trying to wrap things up in the
Southbound lanes are still closed. Georgia Avenue diverted at Connecticut Avenue. Northbound, they just reopened the lanes. Literally minutes ago, they released the northbound traffic, so hopefully southbound is close to follow. 270, no late problems. Slowest stretch briefly as you head past 109 and again in through Gaithersburg. Update is now sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry down to Lowe's. Pick up your ShopVac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology. It's starting just $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's pushing east. Gusty winds out of the northwest this morning. Clouds mixed with some sunshine by this afternoon. 49, this afternoon's temperature, probably not the high for the day. Some of us started in the low 50s this morning, so temperatures really aren't going anywhere. Tonight, a colder 37, but closer to normal outside the Beltway, colder. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow near 50. Friday, colder again, mostly cloudy and 45. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined.
And highly trained.
And incredibly well-equipped.
And we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
What's coming up on WMAL? Well, we're going to be watching the Supreme Court case, obviously. We're also going to watch the government. Hey, we're looking at a shutdown at the end of the year. You know, if they try really hard, they can do it. You know,
if
they try hard, I'm sure they could shut it down.
That's true.
Right?
They could.
Right?
The government?
Yeah.
I love government shutdown. We haven't had a good government shutdown in far too long. I'd like to see another one soon.
What do you make of it?
Nothing to talk about today. The Palestinians are nuts.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. An 11-year-old boy remains in critical condition after a shooting in Suitland last night. Police say a 33-year-old neighbor who was babysitting the boy accidentally shot the boy in the chest as he was putting the gun away.
This was a tragic, tragic accident.
Jennifer Donlin with Prince George's County Police. Day 3 on I-66 with high tolls this morning inside the Beltway for solo drivers, hitting $19 as the peak this morning.
Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo among those not happy with the cost of driving on I-66 these days.
When you see tolls on day number 2 that are $40, the people, this is not what people were told.
this is not what they were promised.
He says a cap on tolls are among the changes that should be explored. In the meantime, there's a new Fairfax Connector Express route. Tom Bashodny is with the County Department of Transportation.
So this week, the service is free as a trial, and then starting next week, the fare will be $4.25.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro no closer to getting the money the system says it desperately needs despite several competing plans.
The latest recommendation comes from former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, whose main thesis involves getting rid of the current 16-member Metro Board.
We felt it was necessary to create a 5-person temporary reform board.
But he has no recommendation as far as getting Metro the extra $500 million the GM says is needed. A region-wide sales tax supported by the district is getting shot down by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe.
Virginia would pay over 50%.
But current Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans says that's the only solution that'll keep Metro running.
I am appalled at the lack of leadership in this region, starting with the two governors.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Governor Larry Hogan has announced a new Maryland criminal intelligence network to help police and prosecutors pursue people who are responsible for much of the violence in our area. He's also directing state police to create a more visible presence in high crime areas.
Let me be crystal clear. I have absolutely no tolerance whatsoever for these repeat violent offenders and these criminal gangs causing lawlessness in our streets.
In next year's session, Hogan says he will propose tougher laws against gangs, stiffer penalties for people who commit crimes with guns, and stronger sentencing laws for repeat violent offenders. In court in less than an hour, a case brought by 5 Baltimore police officers who claim they were maliciously prosecuted following the death of Freddie Gray. The officers contend state's attorney Marilyn Mosby acted as an investigator, not a prosecutor. Google set to...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.